AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 30 people are dead, 126 others hurt in a pair of bombings at a peace rally being held in Ankara, Turkey. The explosion happened only minutes apart today near the city's train station as people were gathering for the rally organized by a trade union. The rally aimed to call for an end to the violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish police and soldiers. After four dry days, rain is back in the forecast for South Carolina as the state tries to recover from devastating floods. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says some parts of the state could get more than 2 inches of rain over the weekend.
We have another area of low pressure that's moving across the southeast, and it is going to bring the threat of showers and thunderstorms back into portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Governor Nikki Haley says even with the rivers and streams receding, some people still are not being allowed to get back to their homes.
The water's going to go down, and in some cases, 3 to 4 feet in a day. But there's a lot of water, so it just depends on when we're safe enough.
Across the country, a Southern California heat wave shatters records. Camarillo's 108 degrees yesterday made it the hottest day ever in that city. Long Beach, Burbank, Santa Ana, and Escondido also set triple-digit heat records. The UAW leadership backs a proposed contract with Fiat Chrysler that would scrap the two-tier wage system in place since before the company was bailed out by the federal government. The AP's Deanne Durbin tells us more.
Workers who are now making about $15 an hour, within 8 years, that will be doubled to more than $30 an hour. And it makes very clear through each year what those gains will be until they get to that top wage. And it effectively ends this two-tier wage system that has really been a sticking point for the union since 2007.
Union members will now vote on the new agreement. This is AP Radio News. President Obama does some politicking and raises money for fellow Democrat Washington Senator Patty Murray. Ross Simpson has more.
She still comes home every weekend.
Obama called the four-term senator one of his favorite people and described Murray as a lawmaker who gets things done without a lot of fuss and drama.
She even keeps her watch apparently set to Washington State time, even when she's in Washington, D.C.
In addition to helping Murray hold on to her Senate seat, Obama is seeking to impress upon voters that the progress the country has been made on his watch. I'm Ross Simpson.
In the baseball playoffs, the St. Louis Cardinals blanked Chicago 4-0 in the first game of their National League Division Series. The Mets beat the Dodgers 3-1 game one of their series in L.A. In the American League, Kansas City evened the series, rallying to beat the Astros 5-4. Texas heads home up 2-0 on Toronto after beating the Blue Jays 6-4 in 12 innings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.